With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. After the Senate signed off on a bill to reopen the government, now it's up to the House, and a vote there could come today. Once it clears the House, the end of the shutdown measure will go to President Trump. The shutdown continues, taking a heavy toll on air traffic controllers.
After a weekend that saw thousands of flights canceled, airlines canceled another 1,700 flights by early Monday afternoon and nearly 1,000 for Tuesday. The Senate took a first step towards ending the shutdown Sunday, but final passage could still be several days away. Tuesday will be the second missed payday for air traffic controllers and other employees of the Federal Aviation Administration. It's unclear how quickly they might be paid once the shutdown ends.
Correspondent Marissa Duhaney, Transportation Secretary Duffy says he supports the idea of a big bonus for controllers who've been showing up for work throughout the shutdown. Turns out it was a father and daughter, they were on a hurricane relief mission, who died in this week's small plane crash in South Florida.
The Christian missionary group Ignite the Fire has identified their founder, 53-year-old Alexander Worm, and his 22-year-old daughter Serena as the people who died in a small plane crash near Fort Lauderdale on Monday. Their 1976 Beechcraft King Air plane was carrying humanitarian aid bound for hurricane victims in Jamaica when it narrowly missed some homes and crashed into a pond in Coral Springs. Deputy Chief Mike Moser is with the Coral Springs Parkland Fire Department.
We received several 911 calls of a plane that had crashed in the waterway in the lake behind these homes here. Our fire rescue and police department responded.
Audio courtesy WSVN. I'm Jennifer King.
The FBI-led Joint Terrorism Task Force will investigate what Attorney General Bondi calls violent riots at a Turning Point USA event Monday at UC Berkeley. On Wall Street, the Dow futures 70 points higher. NASDAQ futures are up 135. This is SRN News. A Texas pastor returns to his home country.
It was a visa rule change and an extensive backlog of red tape that kept Pastor Albert Oliveira from renewing his legal status in the U.S. The pastor of First Baptist Church of Gordon voluntarily returned to his native Brazil on Sunday. He's keeping connected thanks to technology, holding services and meetings online with his congregation after delegating other duties to one of the church's local associate pastors. He plans to reapply for his proper visa next year to return to his Lone Star State flock. George Williams reporting.
The Christian Post reports that Nebraska is the latest state to vote to defund Planned Parenthood. Nebraska's Republican Governor Jim Pillen issued an executive order Thursday designed to prohibit abortion providers from receiving state tax dollars. He's pushing back on the idea that the disenrollment of some clinics from Medicaid will leave women unable to access vital services. This is SRN News. We have a big baby formula recall to tell you about.
Baby formula manufacturer ByHeart has recalled all of its products sold nationwide. That comes days after some batches were recalled during an expanding outbreak of infant botulism. State and federal health officials say at least 15 babies in 12 states have been sickened in the outbreak since August, and more cases are pending. All of the infants were hospitalized after consuming ByHeart formula. Parents and caregivers who have the formula in their homes should immediately stop using it and get rid of the product. Babies with symptoms of infant botulism need immediate medical care. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The Southeast has set low temperature records even before winter officially arrives. A freeze warning affecting some 18 million people extended across Alabama, Florida, and Georgia. The cold spell moved from the northern plains and brought an abrupt transition to winter-like temperatures. More details at srnnews.com.